forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat and Pat, and welcome to Seek Treatment in Spoken in Chorus, a podcast about spoken in chorus, boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. So you might be thinking to yourself, wait, this is only one voice I'm hearing. You're freaking out. You're panicking. Is Catherine dead? Is Catherine buried? Is Catherine kidnapped? Is Catherine thriving? Is she thriving so much she doesn't have to kind of do this anymore? And the answer to all those questions actually is sadly no. Because what's going on is that Catherine has asked for that for the first 2 minutes of the podcast for her not to speak so that she can, and this is a quote, and now you will have heard everything, so get ready to put your I've heard everything caps on. She feels she needs to rest her voice for an additional 2 minutes, and I want to stress that as she was explaining this to me, she was speaking, and it did take her upwards of 3 minutes to describe it. So you could have said the whole thing is even a net loss for her voice or her vocal health, but my voice, it might not be much, it might not be beautiful, it might not be pretty, but it is strong as an ox, and it never fails me, and it lets me talk whenever my little ass pleases. Anyways, I'm having an absolute print nightmare. My most hilarious stand-up joke you've ever heard is it's easier to get a gun in this town than it is to print something out. And I've been trying to print out a check from my gorgeous live shows at the Duplex Theater entitled Escapes for upwards of 2 weeks. And I guess you could call it a real comedy of errors, my kind of journey towards printing out these checks. And I know what you're thinking. Wait, what do you mean printing out checks? And I agree with you that what do I mean? But that's kind of how you have to do it. And that's a huge part of my life in my late 20s, to say it with me, early 30 pluses. Anyways, I also am kind of back and forth over email, and now Catherine's kind of fiddling with my phone that I did just plug in, but we're gonna do I charge the first half, Catherine charged the second half, because last time during the famous episode recorded with Aaron Jackson, actually we didn't include this canonically, but she was charging the first half, and then we switched, and I moved forward with charging the second half. Anyways, I'm waiting on a check for a job I did in Say It With Me April. It is currently Say It With Me July. I was kind of dealing over electronic mail with a woman named Say It With Me Adelina, who was Say It With Me short with me, as though it was my fault that I would like to be paid for a job that I did in Say It With Me April. Anyways, to Adelina, I wish you the best, sweetheart. Call into the show. We fucking would love to have you. Now, this is a very special episode because this is a Just Us for Nomi. And, oh, wait, so you haven't heard the Aaron Jackson episode yet? Well, you're going to be let down. I'm just kidding. But the Nomi episode, actually, we didn't have time. Oh, wait, now I've revealed our guest. Whatever, this is me spiraling. This is me real. This is me raw. This is me in real time. And oh my gosh, she might be joining us. She has her headphones on. She's in the cockpit, if you will. And Catherine might be talking at any minute, but she's going to have a little sip of her coffee first. But we didn't have time in this episode to do it Just Us on the day of. So we're kind of going to play with linear storytelling. And we're going to do our Just Us weeks after. We usually record immediately before the Just Us portion. But in this episode, what we've chosen to do is wait about what would it be, a week, a week and a half. We don't know time. We don't get it. We don't understand. What was yesterday? What's tomorrow? Is today yesterday? What's going on? Catherine's showing me her breast. That, calm down. She's wearing a strapless bra, folks. And she's getting all ready to start talking. Her voice seems robust. It feels like it's recovered. I'm so excited that we've allotted for this time for her and for her vocal health and for her cords. And the most important parts, the strongest muscle of your body proportionally is your ass. People love to say that, and it's like, oh, huh? Okay. Hey, Catherine.
I'm here.
Wow.
Hey, it's Kat.
And Pat.
Oh my God, thank you for doing my emotional labor today.
No problem.
I've had a series.
No problem.
What I'm dealing with emotionally is that the past 2 weeks, I've been essentially running from Midtown to downtown to Brooklyn, basically back and forth, I would say about 6 times a day with blisters on my feet, kind of going between audition to audition to meeting to audition to meeting. And then at the night trying for the life of me to have some kind of love life. Some kind of love life. And I'm so
something
deeply.
Something that might resemble a love life.
And honey, I fall in love so deeply every day that it's like when I leave a lover, it's like I have a full on energy hangover.
Don't you think that the
I didn't even drink last night. I feel incredibly hungover.
That's my entire life.
Oh, I had one beer. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Just shots. I am.
Well, wait, because the meal that we had last night was actually one of the worst things that's ever happened to me.
So we recorded an episode yesterday, which again will be in the future for listeners.
Totally. It's so fun.
And we, all we wanted was to have a nice time.
I know.
The best of intentions.
I know. You know when you wait all day to eat and finally. But then you get to the point where it's like you, it's live or die, you have to eat, and the only options around you are nothing you would ever choose for yourself had you known you'd be in this spot.
We got what all I wanted was a burger. Well,
all I wanted was like a salad.
For some reason, we said we couldn't go to Shake Shack because it was, in the quote, Catherine Cummins Cohen, too late for Shake Shack. And I want to stress that it was 6 p.m. And
Shake Shack's a morning thing for our family.
It's a morning thing.
A morning routine.
Shake Shack, famous morning establishment. Yeah. And we went to this space near us, and it was like there was something on the menu called a Mr. Burger.
Which to me was sort of like, what year is it?
It's what year is it? It's also
honey,
like.
Honey, Trump, Trump, where's Mrs. Burger?
That's what I was going to say about love life, the phrase love life. Don't you think that's so nice? Isn't it so 90s?
Sex life's even better.
Oh, yeah. Sex life is.
I don't want to talk about my life
sex
with you.
Life. But sex life is like 2003, and then like love life's 90s, like Friends. My love life's the DOA.
My love life's the dumps.
Someone texted me yesterday, my love life's in the dumps right now.
My love life's a.
Stay out of my love life.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, shut the fuck up, girl. No one says that.
Yeah, I don't need to say love life because, honey, it's just called life to me. Every day, go absolutely ormed. Ormed.
Go absolutely ormed.
One of my lovers said, go orf queen, and then he was like, it's the last time I'll ever say that.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Doodly 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 doodly. You don't hate him. You don't know him.
Shut up. It's like,
okay.
I go by the information I'm given.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
I feel protected by you when you do hate someone that I love.
I know you feel that. I oh, but there's a Mr. Burger.
Yeah, so we're at the burger. There's a Mr. Burger.
And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll have to order a cheeseburger in this kind of whimsical, stupid way that's going to be mortifying for my entire family.
The thing is that I know about you is you could have so easily been like, I'll have the burger. And you would up there in your little.
Oh, at first I almost left.
Well,
remember? I almost walked out of the place.
No, that was after you.
Right.
So he walks up. Pat did not have to do this for whatever sick satisfaction you gained from this. He walks up and he goes, hi, I'll have the Mr. Burger.
That's what it's called.
I know, but do you think if you'd walked up and said, hey, I'll have the burger, he'd be like, the Mr. Burger?
The Mrs., the doctor.
Which?
The Burger Esquire.
Oh, Burger Esquire.
And
then he goes, we don't have it. And then Pat was
He goes, no. He looks at me like I'm the craziest fucking kid.
Yeah, that guy sucked. That guy, you know what energy that guy had? Ladybird energy.
What do you mean?
Not the movie, the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And not just because.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Okay.
And he wanted us dead, that guy. And so it was like, and it would be generous that he didn't care if we lived or died. He wanted us dead. He cared and he wanted dead.
Dude, walk into the Park Slope bar for 3 minutes and assume that
you want me dead. You want my head on a platter? And, but it was
this is turning into the meatball flick.
I know, but this is classic.
It's actually even worse.
This is classic vibe because it's like, it's classic vibe because, it's you're ordering from bar. You know what I mean?
Oh, a pain.
And
pain.
You're standing at bar holding a menu. It's like,
no.
I know.
It's like either I want to be served at the table or I want to be like a sweet green situation.
Totally. Yes, totally.
Bars are for drinks.
Bars are for drinks.
To order food at the bar, it's like, what's the word? It's demeaning.
It's demeaning, yeah.
It's inappropriate. it's desexualizing.
It's completely desexualizing.
It is.
Especially when you're having to like stand with someone that maybe you're romantically interested at a bar holding a menu, waiting for someone's eye to order nachos.
Oh my God, the eroticism goes out the fucking window.
It's crazy. But
Yeah, it's so painful to be on a date trying to order food at the bar. It's like, it's like you can't start talking.
Yeah, there's a couple. It's different than being on a date waiting to order a drink. But you know what I hate is when you're trying to order something at a bar, someone that you're not even on a date with, someone's trying to have a conversation with you, and you have to kind of make the choice to be like, I'm sorry, I have to be a little more aggressive to get bartender.
And then your friends think you're the fucking crazy one.
It's like, no, I'm not. I'm just, you came up to me. Anyways, I say, can I have the Mr. Burger? He looks at me, kind of the craziest psycho he's ever seen in his life.
Guns blazing.
He says, we don't have that. I'm like, okay, I thought you did because of the menu you've handed me that said Mr. Burger on it. Bold face type, sweetheart.
We don't have that.
We don't have that.
So let's play this out. Hey, I'll have the Mr. Burger.
We don't have that. Then looks away from me, starts walking away.
He leaves us.
He leaves. And I'm like, and that's when I turned to you and our guest and I said, I think I might leave.
And I at that moment, I wanted nothing more than to leave as well.
Why didn't we just leave then?
Because our guest had already ordered a drink.
I know, so it was Entrapment. And you,
it was the movie.
It was the movie Entrapment showing that I watched at a sleepover.
I've never seen that. What's it about?
It's about it's about Catherine Zeta-Jones and Sean Connery.
I like it.
And I forget what else it's about.
I'll indulge that.
And I watched that Nick Sansone sleepover party. Nick Sansone, if you're listening, write us in. What are you up
Nick
to?
Nick Sansone.
Why'd you make us watch Entrapment? We watched Entrapment and Superstar starring Molly
That's
Shannon.
That's like my favorite movie ever. Pioneer of woman in comedy.
I know it. Oh, never mind.
No.
I want to spill tea.
So then Pat decides I might go. And in that moment, I had to say, you Don't. Can go.
Yeah, you did.
But I didn't want you to go.
I know.
Because I wanted to go.
At that point, I know. We should have just both went.
We should have bolted.
I know. We should have bolt busted. I know.
We should have bolt busted. Instead, he comes back. I'm like, and here I was like, I guess I'm going to get a salad and pizza.
Well, no. Then I was like,
Then things got fucking nuts.
Because also, this was the kind of place where it was like, okay, Mr. Burger's on that menu, but then also there's like pizza options, but it's not a place that seems like it should have pizza options.
No, the other thing is that I really wanted a martini, but I felt like it was the kind of place where you don't order martinis. So I was like,
yeah, you definitely don't.
Then I randomly got a PBR, which like was not what I wanted, and was not. It actually made me feel less relaxed.
Totally,
I wanted to be just like a little bit. Instead, I was like,
yeah,
carbed. It was carbed.
It was carbed.
They carbed me at the bar.
She got carbed.
So I got a PBR.
And I got a pizza. Then we got a slice of pizza and a small salad. And I was like, then for some reason, you getting a salad made me feel like I should eat a salad.
I know.
Then I got what I would describe as the largest, most caloric salad of my life.
And then the guy looks at you like, you want that and the pizza? Which people shouldn't be allowed to say.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I want a slice of pizza and a salad. Pizza's a side.
Aside.
As we decided from Sparrow, pizza can kind of be a side.
And then we went and we waited for about 90 to 75 minutes.
It was about 90 to 75 minutes. We went back in time and space. Finally, after I guzzled the PBR, I was in a place where I felt comfortable sort of doing what my dad raised me to do. What my father raised me to do, which is to walk up and say, just checking on the food. But when I walked up, I noticed that our guest had ordered fries, a classic bar order.
And our guest had worked in food. I want to like get ahead of the story and say our guest worked in hospitality and food service for a very long time. And he said, I never do this, but even I think this is getting really ridiculous. Like we have to say, or it's like, because I felt like, oh, they just didn't make it. And then I was hoping that would be what was going on.
Then we'd be like, that's okay, we'll go.
Yeah.
So at this point, I woke up to the bar, but I noticed the fries and I say, excuse me. Are these for us? And he goes, they're for the man with the long hair. I said, that's us.
Yeah.
That's the guest. And then you guys didn't expect me to go ask for the food and then me to come out and actually serve it to you. But then I decided sort of to pick up the platter myself and take a wooden platter full of fries to the table.
Yeah, you did.
Eventually the food came. I ate in what could be described as 30 to 15 seconds.
Least enjoyable eating I've ever experienced.
Pain.
Pained eating.
Then I took a sweaty Uber home.
Yeah, I took an Uber home too.
And then I threw on a sexy outfit and tried to make the best of my night.
I couldn't imagine having sexual intercourse after that experience.
I didn't.
Oh, interesting. Ways?
Let's just to act out what we're going to now be calling the Mr. Burger play. Mr. Burger play. I'll play Pat and you play the waiter.
Okay. It was a bartender event.
Yeah, that was the whole problem.
We're in kind of a couple hats.
It wasn't his fault. It was like, he shouldn't have to be doing that. You shouldn't have to do that.
But yeah, but there's a certain like...
To walk away while people are talking to you is not typically considered
But it's not like he was walking away to help someone else. He was just walking away.
Yeah, just to kind of have me time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
So I'm going to do the Mr. Burger.
We don't have that.
Oh, excuse me. Where'd he go?
Then it was like an hour of trying to get stage direction for 1 hour, try to get attention again.
I think I'm going to go.
No. Oh, you can go if you want.
No, it's okay. What are you getting?
I'm going to get pizza pie and the tomato mozzarella salad.
Oh, okay. Oh, here he comes.
Hey, so what do you guys want?
Okay, so I'm going to have the carne slice and...
And I'll have the pizza pie and the tomato and mozzarella salad.
Oh, I want a salad too. Okay, I'm going to have the grilled chicken salad.
So you want the carne slice and the grilled chicken salad?
Yeah, I want the pizza and the salad. Because you getting a salad made me want a salad.
Oh, and no, Day Jackson looks at child like he's crazy. And of course, child in this play refers to me. And that was kind of definitely something we did yesterday, which again will be in the future for our listeners.
And that was sort of, and afterwards, I felt bad for our guests because it must have been very unpleasant to be around us in that space.
Totally. Oh, I know. But I think they had the absolute time of their stupid little life.
A girl can dream. What did you do after that?
I went home. I ran very slow.
Yeah, of course.
I ran very slow. Typically, eating doesn't really affect me running afterwards. But then I just kind of have been waking up a little bit too late to run. So, yeah. And then I'm like, well, I better just wait till night falls because it's been so bloody hot, to borrow a phrase from the Brits. And
borrow. Feel free. Borrowing.
So I'm doing a little track thing today, but I felt too tired because there wasn't enough recovery in between my night run and the early morning. So now I'm going to do my track thing after this. But the North Brooklyn Running Company is always at my track on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'll have to work together with them so that we both accomplish our workout goals.
I feel like I'm finally feeling relaxed for the first time in a few days.
Oh, good.
So after this, we have another episode?
Yeah.
Okay, chic.
So we have this and then actually another Just Us.
Okay.
I know, what's that?
So we'll see what we can pull out of our asses.
Yeah, wow. Seriously. What can we give these kids?
I know, these kids and their ways.
I'm going to be on, a bus as early as tomorrow.
I was wondering kind of what your situation is the next few days. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I'm going to Rhode Island to go back to the beach, which I've already been to the beach recently. And so to be
Yeah,
at the
you
beach
don't need
again,
to go to the beach. I would say once every 6 months one can go to the beach even.
Yeah, I need to go to the beach once every 3 years is when I need to be at the beach.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But your partner now, I sort of... loves the beach.
Yeah.
He like looks really at home at the beach. And when he showed up with a cooler, I was like, he knows how to handle the beach.
Totally.
Can the beach handle him?
I know.
That's what I was kind of thinking about.
Wait, we didn't talk about this the other day.
The beach situation?
I think we talked about it off air that I was saying that both stretch all that the beach just like couldn't stop getting boners in my bathing suit.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I got wetness in the water.
It's almost a curse how easily I get boners.
No, it's a blessing.
I know, but I can't wait till I'm a little older and have like just a hint of ED, honest to God.
No.
Yes, it'll save me socially.
You're going to be so sad.
I want to be able to hug someone in the water and not be fully erect. No one talks about how erotic it is to hug someone in the water.
I did. That's how I was feeling with my situation.
Yeah, but you're lucky because you can hide
it. I know, I hide it.
You can hide your little
clit. I wonder
clit.
If he had bonies.
Your engorged clit.
My clit was engorged.
Does he get, we don't talk about it.
He gets so hard all the time.
That's great.
It's heaven.
But I'm sure he can't wait too. But I know it's to hug someone in the water is one of the most sexual things you can do.
So when we were hugging in the water, I was like, I need to go home and get slammed right now. And then cut to 5 minutes later, I was trying to find an Uber. I'm like, I'm okay never having sex again. Because trying to get an Uber from the beach is like, when you've been in the sun for 6 hours, it's like one of the most punishing things you can do to yourself.
When you left, I was so envious.
I felt bad for leaving you, but I knew it was my time to go.
Totally. It was my time to go, too.
People didn't like really need me there.
What it felt like when you left was it
bad? Do you know what I mean?
when you left, it felt like when you have an alliance partner that got supported out, and you're like, yeah. It was their time to go, and I have to just keep playing my game, you know?
And when I die, I wonder who will die first.
Yeah, I really don't know who will die first between us.
I really won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe me then.
Yeah, maybe you.
Okay.
Because I'll be absolutely fine.
Well, you also, you don't drink, you run a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Have you done enough collective damage?
Maybe.
Yeah? I've never done drugs, really.
Yeah.
But drink, as the Brits call it, drink is maybe worse.
Yeah, do they call it drink?
Some people in Brit call it drink.
I gotta leave this stupid country for 1 second.
Do you know that I'm going to Brit in... 18 days.
That's so crazy. 6 weeks you're going to be there, or even seven.
Yeah, I've been discombobulated, to use a word that I dislike.
I've been using it as an excuse to get out of literally everything in my life. Like, anytime anyone asks me to do anything, I'm like, well, actually, Catherine's going to away for like 7 weeks, so we have to build this big backlog. So I really am recording a lot, and I don't
know. No, we have, though. We've been like here every day.
I know.
And are we even going to have enough?
No one knows.
If I finish the festival, I left myself a week to travel, but if I finish the festival and I'm just like, I need to get home, I'm just going to buy a flight.
If you don't travel, when would you be back?
If I don't travel, I could be back as soon as like August 29th.
Oh, so that would only be like a month. 5 weeks.
Yeah, 5 weeks. 5 weeks. It's definitely going to be five, maybe six if I'm feeling like traveling. I just don't. I feel like I'm spread too thin right now, and I'm neglecting some more important things for less important things.
Yeah. But you don't have to do that.
No, it's that it's the voiceover stuff.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The social stuff I feel like is fine, because I have to do that or I'll lose my mind. I can't be like...
Yeah.
I'm doing a bit much of it now because of scheduling things, and people are leaving, people are coming, people are gone, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I'm excited.
How's your voice feeling?
Thank you for asking. It's feeling a little better today, which was really nice.
Did the 2 minutes help?
Yeah, the 2 minutes. I feel like every time I need to go... So everywhere I've gone for the past month, I would say I arrive about 18 minutes late, which is just not acceptable enough. Like 10 minutes, like no one will say anything. Totally. Even 15, it's like, okay, she's 15 minutes late. But when you get past 15, it's like, okay, you didn't care about this. And it's like, no, I've cared about everything, but I've been late to everything, which is only making it worse. So I need to, when I arrive somewhere, to just have like 2 minutes, for God's sake, to stop talking and sit down.
Yeah, for once.
For once. I'm really happy that we have the holiday coming up, because it means people can't like email me.
Totally. The holiday.
The holiday is basically starts today.
People love to call the summer ones tomorrow. The holiday.
So people will chill out like tomorrow.
This is like the one time in my life I wish I had like an office, so that like I could have off on 4th of July, even though I have off anyway because I don't have a job. But like I wish I was special for once. But I also feel like this is my first week not nannying, and I'm like, it's my business. Like I'm waiting. I don't feel like I want to feel like summer vacay.
Yeah. After I leave, you will.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I just had a vision of?
What?
When we are really fami, we're going to have a production company and we'll have an office.
Oh, totally.
And we'll have like, it'll be like Kat and Pat on the wall. And then we'll be like, I'm at the office. We'll be like complaining about our collective spouses. Who knows how many we'll have at that point. Like my ex, like the kids will be at the, like the kids, our kids will be raised in that office.
Our kids will call each other cousins. No, but wait, they won't. Like I hate when people like, the family I nanny for, it was so liberal with who they called cousins and aunts and uncles. It's like blood or not.
I kind of like that.
I don't want to take away from the concept of chosen family, but I mean,
I think it's nice. People who don't have as big a family as you, I think it's nice to feel like supported.
Totally.
I always like, everyone was like, my family friend. That's like a stupid phrase.
I know.
My family friend. Sometimes I talk so fast that I'm like, did I understand what I just said?
I know, me too. I know. Family friend is
stupid. Could you understand me? Yeah. It's not my fault that I'm a fucking genius.
Someone texted me and said, are you a fan of Friends, the TV show Friends? And
that is a funny question.
I said, I watched it. And like, yeah, but are you a fan of it? And I was like,
yeah, what do you say to that?
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I mean,
that?
I say yes, it's a great show.
Yeah, I ended up saying that, yes.
It's a great show.
It's a great show, constantly homophobic, but that's kind of the deal with the 90s.
My friend had a fake Twitter account called like Friends, like fan of Friends or something like that, where he watched Friends pretended he was watching Friends for the first time like 2 years ago. Just being like, ha 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 ha, holy shit, Chandler, what the fuck? It's really funny.
It's funny. Oh, wow.
It was very funny.
Cool.
I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I can't. I'm living in a drama.
You are living in a drama.
It'll all settle down very soon.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all coming to a head because I'm about to leave town.
It totally is all coming to a head. It's February sweeps.
Yeah, and then when I get to the UK, I'll have so much free time.
I'm excited because Big Brother is starting up, but the people on
it looks
like
someone projectiled on the wall. Looks like someone projectile shat on the wall.
Wait, where?
This wall, actually.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that the other day. I noticed our guests doing that the other day.
Someone responded to...
I was like, okay.
Someone responded to my Insta story saying they thought that our studio was like a hospital, but they didn't picture it like this. They pictured it like a clinical... Like we were like in a lab, which I love.
I love that.
Like
when
I think lab, I think making like nitrogen frozen ice cream.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think that too.
That's not true, but now I will.
Okay.
But
That's all I ask. That's all I can ask.
I always wonder about labs. Like, are they real in real life?
I know. People are always like, okay, people at Princeton, they were addicted to being, I'm like, what are you doing this summer? Like, I'm a research assistant. I'm like, where? And like, who gave you that job? And like, I don't believe you. That like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It makes me think of those packets you would get during lab in school. But it's also like people, there were certain people in college where they'd be like, I have class and I have my lab. I'm like, hey, what does that mean? What is that? And people like you wouldn't expect, like people who aren't necessarily like science majors were being like, I have to go to my lab. And like, interesting that that's something that's part of your life. And no one's ever asked me to go to a lab, which I'm comfortable with. But
so I had a lab requirement in college. I remember it was at 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night, which is toxic to have a night class.
Totally. But also sometimes chic.
No, my only memory is literally always being it was in the winter. So it was like I was asleep in my bed. Pitch black, setting an alarm for 7 p.m. so I could get to class. And I was like, this is like always napping right before class and waking up and being like disoriented. And then I was always partnered with like some sort of frat guy who was like, oh yeah, like I know, like I know you. That's my impression of frat guys in college. I'm like, oh yeah, shit, it's you.
Oh my God, I took this public speaking class once. It was so
that
bad.
That shouldn't be a class.
I know.
If you can't do it, don't do it.
Not
everyone has to speak publicly.
Can't be taught, unfortunately.
I know, you just are born with the absolute delusion that you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Like
I kind of befriended this like seventh year senior, which like wasn't a thing at my college, but...
One of the horniest things I did in college was hook up with a fifth year senior.
Ooh, that's horny.
When I was a freshman. And we were looking for a place to kind of make out. We ended up kind of laying on this grate outside of a dorm, just like kind of on the floor. And whenever I walked by that grate, I was like, that's our grate.
There was this girl on my college cross country team who was kind of like black sheep a little bit. Like she came in, she was really fast, but she also came in with a coke habit and like,
cool,
which got worse. But she famously during preseason 1 year, climbed up. She went to the senior housing, was just walking by. This guy yelled up, wanna fuck? And then climbed up his balcony. climbed down his balcony, Spider-Man style.
This woman deserves a medal.
I know.
Who is she?
I don't know if I should say her name.
What's her name? I mean, what's her deal now?
I don't know. I think she unfriended all.
There was a girl. I think I told you the story because it makes me laugh so much. There was a girl in my fifth grade class. She was like gorgeous and like very loud and funny. And one day at recess, she like jumped to show off, like dropped into the splits. But then she like pulled something and then was wheeled around in a wheelchair the rest of the day.
You never did.
Like just for that day. She was like in class, like, I went to the splits. Was in a wheelchair for a day.
I'll never forget one time in elementary school, I threw up in class.
Oh, that's one of the most mortifying things.
The janitor came in and put sawdust on it, which is like kind of like this kind of old timey.
Yeah,
remedy.
What is that? It's Roller Coaster Tycoon when they do that.
Yeah. And then I was like walking out and the my teacher got almost possessed by a demon. I was like, don't just walk around him. He's cleaning up your throw up. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, get on my hands and knees as someone and clean it up. Lick it up.
Slurp it up, cunty. Yeah,
she like shamed me.
We really embraced cunt.
I know.
On this podcast.
I know, we really have.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I saw the fifth year senior at my college reunion. I don't know if I should say this. And we talked about some like personality quiz and I was like, I want to do it. Send it to me. And then he texted it to me. And so I was like, we're going to hook up. And I responded, it's not loading. You'll just have to do it to me in person or give it to me in person. And then he didn't respond.
Wow.
Should I cut that?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure he doesn't listen.
I'm sure he doesn't. But I was like, why doesn't he want a crunch with me?
Should I be a college professor?
Yeah, that'd be hot.
I know.
I literally can't get wet unless I think about a professor like looking at my tits in class.
When I'm famous, I'm going to be
like, what is that?
I don't know. That happens.
It's like I have two fantasies. One is that the professor's looking at my tits in class. And one is that I can see my like I'm not wearing underwear and he can see my puss.
Yeah.
As if my legs are open.
Yeah.
Meg is looking at me like I like need, you know, Megan, if you're Megan Pope looking at me weird right now, you need to seek treatment. That's my fantasy.
It'll run out of steam. They always run out of steam eventually.
And then where will I go?
I don't know. That's what's exciting narratively.
Yeah.
What was he going to say?
It's always about old
men. When
I'm
famous, I'm one of those famous people who like rejects fame and like actually ends up just being a professor. And it's like, if you're famous, you're just like allowed to be a professor. You know who I'm thinking of? You know who's my touchstone for this? Inspo? Yeah. The guy from like Harold and Kumar, who was like a Penn State professor, and he was really strict.
Who's that?
You know Harold and Kumar?
White Castle?
Yeah. I think the one
I've never been there.
The one who played Harold. The White Castle?
Yeah, have you?
Wasn't a huge part of my life. There was only one in my closeness, in my proximity growing up, and we just weren't that family.
Wait.
But then I used to go to poker nights at my friend's place, and they would get a crave case of cheeseburgers.
I feel like oh, that sounds good. I feel like, I actually ate before the podcast because last yesterday I had a fucking stroke while we were here.
Well, the thing about it is, like, they're really little and you have to eat a million.
Oh, but then I kind it's like of Wendy's, like that.
You like it, but then it's like, when do you stop? Like, there needs to be a natural end.
It's only fun if you're in a mood to, like, destroy yourself.
Totally.
I feel like we need a buddy movie where we're, like, where it's one of those movies, like Booksmart, where you're just trying to get to one place.
And should I see Booksmart? I don't even like
it's
it.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. Did you see it? You liked it? Yeah, it was cute. There were some funny parts. Lots of good
cute.
Acting.
Wow. If someone ever calls my work cute, I don't know what I'll do about that.
Okay, what do you want from me? yeah, what?
Yeah, we're going
to... We're wrapping it up. But yeah. If we were doing a buddy movie where we had to get to one place.
Wedding.
Oh, get to a wedding?
Get to a wedding to break it up. My best friend's wedding, but make it 2019.
That was the plot we're talking about at the WebMD, CityMD.
I know. Ago. Yeah.
Was that... Wait. It was...
That was you're my brother's ex, and I don't like his new girlfriend as much, so...
Yeah, so we...
We plan to break up the wedding.
Okay, no one steal that.
Yeah, I know. No one steal that.
What's it called?
But someone, like, write it for us, and we'll do Punch Up.
Okay, it's called My Brother's...
Wedding.
My Brother's... My Brother's Ex's Wedding to My Brother.
Yeah.
No, it's called...
The Moves Like a Jungle Cat.
Best.
He's on the phone.
And are you the best man?
So are you.
Are you the best man?
You quite rightly assume that he is, like most devastatingly handsome men of his age, gay. You think, what the hell? There may not be romance, there may not be sex, but by God, there'll be dancing. My best friend's wedding.
I know, I just got chills.
I know, it's such a great...
It's such a good movie.
I always watch the YouTube of the end. I could see you there, sitting in your lavender dress, drumming your fingers on the table. How'd you know I was drumming my fingers on the table? Did I tell you my dress was lavender? I didn't tell you my dress was lavender, George. Suddenly, a familiar song. In one exquisite moment, you stand up. You start walking across the crowd's pot, and then you see him, a vision. So, but quite strangely, he's on the telephone. But then again, so are you. As he comes closer, I don't remember all of
no,
it.
No, I finished it.
I'm making that.
I love it. You would do that for me.
Like a jungle cat. Yeah.
Would you do that for me?
Of course, I'd do that for you. My favorite part of the wedding is like when she's on the phone and she's chasing him and he's chasing Cam and he's like, so he's chasing Cam, and you're chasing him, and who's chasing you? Who's chasing you? Yeah. And she's like, no one. He's like, oh, and then she's also like, how was it? And she's like, well, I did what I came here to do. And he's like, split them up. And she's like, say goodbye. And he's like, good girl. I know.
What happens at the end?
At the end, they get married. And she goes and she's the maid of honor.
Yeah.
And then she's just sitting alone at the wedding. And she's like bummed. And then she gets a call on her cell phone. And it's her gay friend.
That is the end, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best movie. Isn't that sweet? Friendship trumps love.
Friendship trumps love.
Because love gets so boring.
Inevitably.
I hope your love doesn't ever get boring, though.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will because he's so interesting and...
Yeah.
And, like, unpredictable.
I know.
In a really nice way. That wraps up the Just Us. Put your ears open for our guest, Nomi Fry.
Yes. Quen.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.